This is Ted Kennedy. Can President Bush be serious about running against Congress in 1992? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, in recent campaign appearances, President Bush has been flight testing election year strategies for 1992. But so far, he's barking up the wrong tree. He's searching for an analogy to 1948 when President Harry Truman ran effectively against a do-nothing Congress. But President Bush can't make that charge stick in 1992. The do-nothing label is a much tighter fit for the administration than it is for Congress. A better 1992 analogy is 1960, when the winner that year was the candidate who convinced the nation he could do a better job of getting the country moving again. The best 1992 analogy of all may be 1932, when an incumbent president named Herbert Hoover lost in a landslide because he was incapable of acting to solve the economic crisis of the time. Is history repeating itself, Al?
Ted, I don't know if history always repeats itself, but you sure do. If you want to convince Americans that Congress doesn't deserve the heat it's been getting, why not just tick off a list of this year's big accomplishments? What's the matter, Ted? Nothing much there to brag about. When the president gave his State of the Union address last winter, he asked Congress to pass a crime bill in 100 days. Almost a year has gone by, and a Democrat Congress hasn't done it yet. On top of that one, Congress hasn't passed a bank reform bill, an education bill, or even the crucial highway bill. Ted, I think the president has every right to throw the spotlight right where it needs to shine. The Democrats have controlled the U.S. House since 1952, and I sure hope the voters think about that one next year. That's one tradition they'd love to see broken. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on crucial tax credits that will expire in January if Congress fails to act. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.